This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'zeicha Nishmas Imi Marosi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Socha Beresh. In this week's parasha, we find that Yitzchak and Rivka were married for 19 years, and in spite of all their efforts, they were unable to conceive and have a child. And the pasuk says, Vayetar Yitzchak L'Hashem L'noichach Ishtoi Ki Akorehi. And Yitzchak davened to Hashem opposite his wife Rivka, because she was an Akara. And Rashi explains that the word Vayetar does not actually mean to daven, but rather to increase. And in this instance, it means that Yitzchak and Rivka increased in their prayers at this time to have a child. The pasuk continues, Vayyosel Eloi Hashem, and Hashem answered their tefillos, Vatar Rivka Ishtoi, and his wife Rivka conceived. Here too, Rashi explains that the word Vayyosel means an expression of increasing. Vayyoseloi, Hashem increased in allowing himself to be influenced by their tefillos, to listen to their tefillos. As Rashi says on the words Vayyoseloi, Nispatzer v'nispayes v'nispater loi. Hashem allowed himself to be urged and influenced by their tefillos. He increased in allowing himself to be influenced by their tefillos. It almost seems like Rashi is explaining that it was difficult for Hashem to answer their tefillos. Nispatzer, v'nispayes, v'nispataloi. He had to be influenced to doing something that was difficult for him. And the question is, what was so difficult for Hashem to answer the tefillos of Yitzchak and Rivka? Rav Meir Shapiro and Rav Yashov both explain with Rashi in Perik Chafei Pasuk Lamed, where there Rashi says that Avram died 5 years earlier at the age of 175, unlike Yitzchak who lived till 180, in order that he should not have to endure the pain of seeing his grandson Esav commit terrible sins and go Latar Bisro. So instead of Avram living to the age of 180 like Yitzchak, Hashem took away 5 years of his life and he only lived to the age of 175 in order not to see Esav go Latar Bisro, which happened when Esav was 15 years old and Avram was 175. What emerges from this is that if Yitzchak and Rivka would have had a child sooner, Esav would have hit the age of 15 earlier, which means that Avram's life would have to be cut even shorter. And that is the Pshat in Rashi, who says, Nispatzer v'nispayes v'nispateloi. It was a difficult thing for Hashem to answer the tefillos of Yitzchak and Rivka, because by answering their tefillos to have a child earlier, that meant that Esav would have been born earlier, and Avram would die sooner. The gematria of the words Vayyoseloi Hashem equals 748, which is the same gematria as the words Chamesh Shanim, because by Hashem listening to the tefillos of Yitzchak and Rivka, Vayyoseloi Hashem, Avram died earlier and lost Chamesh Shanim of his life. And this can be a strong lesson in life, because many times we are convinced that we need something for the sake of our happiness. And we daven and try to convince Hashem to give it to us. And we eventually become frustrated that Hashem is not answering our tefillos. Why is it so difficult for Hashem to answer our tefillos and give us what we are asking for? At such times, we should remind ourselves that it could be that Hashem, in His infinite wisdom, knows that what we are asking for may not be in our own long-term best interest. Just like Yitzchak and Rivka having a child, which seems to only have an upside to it, when in reality, it caused Avram to die earlier. So too in our lives, we might not realize that the thing that we are davening for might carry certain risks and downsides, and that is why Hashem is not answering our tefillos. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that there is a Maimer Chazal that if someone honors his parents, he will be zeicha that his children will honor him. And someone once came to Reb Chaim Kanievsky to find the source of this Maimer Chazal in the Torah. And Reb Chaim answered that we know if someone gives Maiser, he will become wealthy. As the Pasuk says, Aser ta Aser, which Chazal say, Aser b'shvil shetes Asher. Give Maiser in order that you will become wealthy. The Vilna Gaon says, on the Pasuk that speaks about the tzedakah of Machzis HaShekel, the Pasuk says, V'nosnu, and they shall give. The word V'nosnu is a palindrome, a word that reads the same way forwards and backwards. V'nosnu reads as V'nosnu, whether you read it forwards or whether you read it backwards, which hints to the concept that if one gives tzedakah, v'nosnu forwards, then he will get it back, v'nosnu backwards, it will be given back to him. Aser b'shvil shetes asher. Says Reb Chaim, In this week's parasha, we find that when Esav is mekayim the mitzvah of kibud av va'im by bringing his father food, the pasuk says in Perek Chav Zayin, pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayaskam hu matamim, and Esav also made delicacies, Vayavi la'aviv, and he brought it to his father. The words Vayavi la'aviv read the same way forwards and backwards, hinting to the Maimer Chazal that if one honors his parents, it will come back to him, and his children will honor him. Vayavi la'aviv reads both ways, forwards and backwards.